The way you hold chopsticks would insult anyone.
Logan roared with laughter. The restaurant was loud tonight with sizzling meat on the stove, and the chef cutting and rushing this way and that to make sure every meal got cooked to perfection. It was a Japanese-style restaurant, with tables lower than normal and holes under the table to dangle your feet. I saw many people sitting on their feet or with crossed legs, though. Most of them were holding their chopsticks normally. Not my husband Dave, though. He had never learned how to use chopsticks, so he was just stabbing the sushi we'd ordered. He held them like a child, almost. I guess I couldn't blame him, given the fact that he wasn't used to them. Around the table sat three of our closest friends, two of which were a couple. The couple, Logan and Emily, sat close to one another, with matched wedding rings flashing on their fingers as they picked up the food with the chopsticks. The single one sat holding her chopsticks properly, with a plate of sushi and wasabi in front of her. She was pretty, at least to me, with her black hair tied back into a clean braid, and her forest green eyes flicking between the four of us as we conversed. She had come a little underdressed, so she seemed a little uncomfortable. We had gotten together because it had been weeks since we'd seen each other, because the couple across from us had recently had a child. Not that I could complain, they seemed happy, but it had been difficult for them to find a babysitter. I was glad that they could come out, but I was gladder that my single friend had come out. She was a shy person, an artist, who drew pictures in the comfort of her own home for money. It was a decent living because many people wanted her to draw their characters or settings, but as a result, she rarely ever got outside of her own volition. "Hey, Joanna, didn't you say over the phone the other day that someone really important commissioned your work?" I asked her, and my husband nodded in agreement with a mouthful of rice and raw fish. The couple looked over to Joanna curiously. She looked at her food, obviously uncomfortable with having the attention shifted onto her.
"Well, yes. It's a pretty popular author. He wants me to do the cover art for his books. It's a series of 5 books."
"Wow, you must be getting paid well for it," my husband said. He was a technician for a computer store, so art wasn't his strong suit, but he seemed genuinely interested.
"Yeah, it's a pretty sizable sum. I might be able to save up for a new computer. Mine's starting to show signs of dying. Maybe you guys could help me shop for a good one? I need a new drawing tablet, too. It's got pen marks all over it, and sometimes it randomly disconnects from the computer." Joanna was a saver. She could have easily bought a new computer months ago, but she liked having money to fall back on in case there was ever a dip in her income for any reason. That had happened once before, when someone hacked her artist account. It had taken weeks for her to get it straightened out. She had come crying to me, anxious that she would run out of savings. I had to calm her down and tell her what to do about it. Dave looked excited to be able to talk about computers. Both he and Joanna were nerds to the core. Then again, so was I. Emily and Logan were more normal people, if they could be considered that, preferring to spend time with others and books at night rather than technology. I'd just call them old-fashioned. Needless to say, they looked a little left out, but they didn't seem to mind. Any excuse to get out of the house, I guess.
"There's a new computer made specifically for artists, you know. I could show you the next time you stop by the shop."
"That might be a while. I need to leave my house tonight. Exterminators are coming over because I found termites."